People of all ages crowded the lawns of the Arboretum with their eclipse glasses and pinhole viewers made of cereal boxes and paper plates.
Oh, it's so clear now. Oh my God.
TJ Washington is a theater major at Penn State. He and his friends are passing around one pair of solar glasses.
It's my turn!
Okay. Oh, that is so cool.
It's so nice.
Washington says he's wanted to see an eclipse his whole life, and it was worth the wait.
Yes, it was amazing. So when I first looked at it like 30 minutes ago, it was like an orange circle with like, it's like you bit a cookie. Like it just was a bigger bite in the sun every like couple minutes. And now it's like literally like the crescent of the moon, like, but it's the sun. I don't know, that's just dope.
Quentin Brown, a seventh grader from Port Matilda, looked at the eclipse through a pair of solar glasses and kindly explained the eclipse to the people around him.
Well, a solar eclipse happens when the moon is in between the sun and the earth, blocking the rays of light coming down.
And where did Brown get his scientific knowledge?
I'd like to thank all my science teachers for this, Mrs. Titus, Mr. Trinnell, Mrs. DeCaro, Mrs. Sheehan, even Mrs. Dillon, even though I don't really remember much of your kindergarten class, but thank you. Still, thank you.
Penn State student Luke Henniger waited in line at the Arboretum for the chance to see the eclipse through a telescope.
Looks pretty cool. There's a small little sliver left. I guess we're too far up to see the in totality or whatever, but it's pretty cool. Obviously nothing I've ever seen before.
Some of the viewers didn't have their own eclipse glasses to bring to the event, and the Arboretum's supply was limited. Barbara Spencer of Stormstown was happy with the generosity of those around her.
I did not prepare myself for glasses, so I thought, oh, I'll go to the Arboretum. There'll be lots of people there with glasses and things to see, and I got to do that.
Vijay Narayanan is a Penn State professor. He's at the Arboretum with his wife, kids, and a bunch of his kids' friends.
I think the best thing that we are telling today is we are a community, right? We are sharing one glass with about 20 people, complete strangers.
One pair of glasses.
One pair of glasses, and we are sharing it, right? So that's wonderful. This is what the country needs now.
Vijay's son Prithvi has the solar glasses right now and has been using them to track the progress of the eclipse.
I saw it. It's like a crescent right now.
Okay.
But it's a sun, which is a crescent.
Robert Bailey has seen a total eclipse 3 times.
It's a really overwhelming experience, a very spooky experience, because even if you understand the science, when the sun goes out and all of a sudden there's a black hole in the sky where the sun used to be, it's very easy to appreciate how terrified people must have been thousands of years ago when they didn't know what was causing it.
To see this eclipse, Bailey has a really big set of binoculars rigged up on a tripod to reflect the shadow of the sun down onto a white sheet of paper. The image is about 3 inches across, and a crowd has gathered to look.
We're hoping that these clouds seem to be moving in this direction, so I think if they move, we've all been willing them to move. We've been waving our arms as if we could move the clouds.
Margaret Blizzard has been watching Bailey's binocular setup.
There it is. Oh, gosh, look at that. It's so cool that he did this because so many thousands of people showed up that there weren't enough glasses, and we just happened to come across him, and he's just being so generous.
Michael Boguslaw, a student at Penn State, missed some of his first classes of the semester to watch the eclipse.
Yeah, I had to skip 2 classes to see this.
You think it's worth it?
Yeah, it's worth it.
That's so awesome. I can't get enough of it. I can look at it like forever.
Sabrina Sayeda just finished her PhD in chemical engineering at Penn State.
I'm leaving soon State College, and I think this will be a great experience. Like, I will cherish this memory forever.
The next total solar eclipse in the United States will happen on April 8th, 2024, and will cross the northwest corner of Pennsylvania. I'm Emily Reddy, WPSU. Addison Godfrey helped report this story.